Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. Do not forget to buy lentils, or the lentil soup you're making for dinner will be sorely lacking. By the way, Mrs. Calloway says thanks for helping her bundle home and auto. She appreciates the extra savings, even though you kept using the word apropos incorrectly. But the main thing is, do not forget to buy, what was it? Something apropos the lentil soup. Sorry, I'll call you back.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Carson Cunningham, joining you from a hotel room in Lubbock, Texas. Yes, I'm covering the Oklahoma State versus Texas Tech college football game for KOCO-TV in Oklahoma City. And yes, when I was in the car driving is when the news broke about Russell Westbrook. So apologies for the delay. I'm going to try and do this on my phone. Hopefully it sounds okay for you. And just wanted to kind of get my thoughts out there from the road and give me all my takes on Russell re-signing. And again, if you'd like to sponsor the podcast, shoot me an email, carsonlockedon@gmail.com. Wow, what a day, huh? Friday seemed like just kind of a blah day, and then all of a sudden the news drops that Russell's re-signing. I think a lot of people were still optimistic that Russell would re-sign, even though we'd already reached just about to October. The deadline was coming up in just a couple weeks. So even though the clock was ticking, I think most people around the situation were pretty confident he'd re-sign, but I was like everybody else. I was like, well, if he hadn't signed yet, why would he? But it's Russell Westbrook, and he does what he wants when he wants, and hence the song and his commercial. But just a tremendous day in the history of the Thunder franchise. I mean, to think how far this franchise has come in 10 years, and what a way to celebrate their 10th anniversary than locking up Russell Westbrook for virtually his entire career. That's what this is. This is going to take him into his mid-30s. And so you're going to see the prime years of Russell Westbrook in Oklahoma City. And a lot remains to be seen, like how this team is going to work, how Carmelo will work, how Paul George will work as well. And a lot remains to be seen if those guys are going to stay. But who cares? You just re-signed Russell Westbrook for the prime of his career. And it's an unbelievable job by Sam Presti. I mean, I can't imagine an executive having a better summer and a more difficult proposition, really, than what Sam Presti was dealing with remaking this roster. I think back to the playoff series against the Rockets. Once that ended, I'm just looking up and down the roster going, how is Sam going to get Russell any help? Who wants Enes Kanter? Who wants Doug McDermott? Who wants any of these guys on this roster? It just didn't seem feasible. And poof, he turns Sabonis and Oladipo into Paul George, and on down the line they get Carmelo. So I think that had a big impact on Russell, because what I think happened was when Russell decided to sign his first extension last summer, whenever Kevin bolted for Golden State, I think him and Sam had a real heart-to-heart. They had a real sit-down and said, okay, here's what we want to do. Russell said, Sam, I'll sign right now because this will stabilize everybody, and I'll play this year out. But next summer, you better get me some help. Because how this went down with Kevin and the Warriors, how they were recruiting him during the playoffs before Game 6, when Kevin played horrific the entire series, and really the entire playoffs. Kevin was bad in the playoffs that year. And the fact that does not sit well with Russell Westbrook, how that went down, the team he went to. And he doesn't want to just play with, you know, developmental guys like Sabonis and young guys that they're trying to develop. He wants to go fight the Warriors. He wants to go to war. And Russell sat down with Sam and said, go get me some help next summer. And if you do that, I'm definitely willing to stay. And Russell delivered on his end after Sam had delivered on his to get him some help. Because boy, did he ever. I mean, this team, if you look at this team top to bottom, it's on paper, granted it's on paper, I think it's better than the 2016 team that was up 3-1 on the Warriors. I really do. Obviously, the Warriors are different now that they have Kevin Durant, but just from top to bottom, the ancillary parts with Patrick Patterson, Alex Abrines, I think is going to have a big year off the bench. And then just adding Melo and Paul George, two, you know, elite players in the NBA. It's exciting, and it's a job well done by Sam Presti, no doubt about it. And my colleague at KOCO-TV and I did Brian Keating and I did a Facebook Live last night. I thought Brian brought up an interesting point that I hadn't really thought of. This makes Russell Westbrook the most important athlete in the history of Oklahoma. Think about that. And as he said that, I was like, you know, that's probably true, because all I could think of was, you know, Heisman Trophy winners in college football. And Brian made the point, you know, those guys are only here in Oklahoma for 4 years. Even if they're native Oklahomans, they only really played here for 4 years. Whereas Russell now, if he completes the length of this contract, will have played here 15, 16, 17 years. That's amazing. And it's kind of funny, too. I hate to keep bringing up Kevin Durant, but he's such an important focal point of this Thunder franchise. It's amazing how wrong we all had it, myself included, thinking that Kevin Durant was kind of the chosen one, the one that would stick it out. And Russell, he's always going to leave, man. He's going to L.A. He didn't want to be in Oklahoma. It's amazing how wrong we got that, and how Kevin had said, you know, he wanted to be like a Tim Duncan figure, a one franchise guy. It turns out all along that was Russell, and Russell delivered on all that. He's the chosen one, not Kevin Durant. So it's amazing how wrong myself and everyone else was. I mean, and plus Russell, I think Kevin, a lot of the quotes that get brought up for when he left, I think Kevin just says stuff that he thinks people want to hear. That's just kind of his personality. Whereas I think Russ says exactly what he means at all times. Like this, there is no nonsense with Russell Westbrook. The I don't like you, bro. That's Russell. Like that's just who he is. And what he says is what he means. And he said he wanted to be in Oklahoma City, and he's staying. So now the question is, can he convince Carmelo Anthony and Paul George to stay? And I got to think the chances of that have gone up significantly, just for the simple fact, where are they going to go to have a better chance to win? Obviously, if you play with Russell Westbrook, who's 28, 29 years old, entering the prime of his career, you know, the kind of lurking scenario I thought was L.A., the Lakers. If LeBron went there, surely Paul George would want to go play with him. But now that I think about it, I mean, who does Paul George want to hitch his wagon to the next 5, 6, 7 years? Does he want to hitch it to LeBron, who's still LeBron James? Obviously, that'd be a great place to start. But LeBron's also 33 years old. How many more years of his absolute peak does he have left? Whereas Russell's 28, 29 years old. I think he's 29, or 28. And he's just now entering his prime. I think that's the way to go if you're smart about it. So I think there's a legitimate chance to convince Paul George to stay, just because they're going to win so many games. Like the over-under in Vegas was like 54. I think they're going to win close to 60, if not more. And I think Paul George can have a lot of fun doing that. As for Carmelo, he can make $28 million in Oklahoma City next year. He's not getting that anywhere else. So, and plus, they're going to win a lot, as I said. So you combine the fact that Carmelo can make a ton of money and win a lot of basketball games. I mean, he chose to come to Oklahoma City. Is he really going to bolt in one season for something else and see if that works? I don't know. I mean, maybe. I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that, oh, they're for sure staying by any means. But I think if you just look at it, look at all the facts, look at all the situations, I see a great chance for these two guys to return with Russell Westbrook. Plus, it really kind of depends on what kind of success they have. If it doesn't fit basketball-wise and they struggle and are eliminated in the second round of the playoffs, well, then all bets are off. But I think this team's going to be the second-best team in the league, definitely the second-best team in the Western Conference, and I think they're going to give Golden State a run for their money in the playoffs. I really do. Now, can they beat Golden State? That remains to be seen. They're still a juggernaut. But it's going to be interesting to see how they match up with Oklahoma City. I mean, the Warriors, for a long time, would stick Draymond Green on Andre Robertson and just let him not guard him and just roam like a free safety. Is he going to be able to do that now with a Paul George and a Carmelo on the floor with Russell Westbrook? I have my doubts. So it's the roster makes a whole lot more sense. And, you know, it's funny. I have a running bet with my coworker Brian Keating about the first jersey that will be retired in Oklahoma City. I'm convinced it was going to be Nick Collison because, you know, he's going to retire before Russell Westbrook, right? They're not going to retire his number while he's playing, but they did make every day in the city of Oklahoma City Russell Westbrook Day, and maybe they'll just hang the zero now, and Brian will win that bet. But I still think it'll be number four, but just a landmark day in Russell. I think it was also important for Russell, too. One last point here, that you know, that he didn't have to go join up with someone else. He didn't have to leave and go join someone else's team. I think that was important to him. I think he's kind of an alpha. I think he didn't want to, you know, he didn't even really like pull out all the recruiting stops for Carmelo. Carmelo even said, you know, that's not what Russell does. We talked, but he wasn't the one trying to do all the convincing. I don't think that appealed to Russell at all, trying to join someone else's team or anything like that. So now it's a perfect scenario for him. He gets to stay at the Thunder, who'd really have taken care of him since he was a rookie, really kind of shielded him from the media and the backlash when he was kind of a young player going through some growing pains. And now he gets to stay and have other people join him. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the message is clear from Clay Bennett to Sam Presti to Russell Westbrook. They're all on the same page. The Warriors' recruitment of Kevin Durant did not sit well with them. Kevin joining the Warriors in the fashion that he did not sit well with them. And the message is clear from the whole organization is they're not going to sit back and just let the Warriors win every ring. They've done everything in their power to get as good as them, and they're ready to go to war. And it's going to be so much fun because there was a tendency, I think, when Kevin joined the Warriors just for everyone to give up. Like, everyone's like, oh, well, they're going to win all the rings. No one has a chance. And kudos to the Thunder for stepping up and saying, no, we're going to battle. We're going to do all we can. And same with the Rockets. And everyone in the West, I thought, the contenders have done the best they can and haven't just thrown in the towel, which is going to be a lot of fun for the league. And it's going to be a lot of fun in Oklahoma City. So once again, thanks for joining the Locked On Thunder podcast. Sorry I had to do this from the road, but we'll definitely talk more and more and more about Russell Westbrook re-signing with Oklahoma City. And every day is Russell Westbrook Day. We'll see you next time.